Our next presenters are Judge Guy Herman, and we also have Jason Scott. The Honorable Judge Guy Herman serves as the probate judge of Probate Court Number 1 of Travis County. He received his degrees from the University of Texas at Austin, his BA. He has a degree from University of Delhi in India, and a University of his JD from the University of Texas at Austin. He is a presiding judge for the Statutory Probate Judges of Texas, and he is also the president of the Texas College of Probate Judges. Jason Scott is a partner of Osborne, Hellman, Scott, Nestle, and Stanton, LLP. He focuses his practice on fiduciary litigation, including trust, estate, partnership, and guardianship disputes, representing parties on both sides of the docket. Mr. Scott also advises settlors, trustees, protectors, and asset holders in high-value disputes related to international trust and asset protection structures. Additionally, he co-counsels with family law attorneys in divorce cases where trust or estate disputes have arisen. He also mediates disputes involving trust, estate, and guardianship issues. He's a frequent speaker on fiduciary litigation topics both at home and abroad. So let's welcome the Honorable Judge Guy Herman and Jason Scott on the issue of guardianships during divorce.
I would like to say something first. The primary presenter is Jason Scott, not Guy Herman. I'm here as a wingman for Jason because there are divorces that affect the probate courts, and we wanted to kind of have that discussion. We've had this for a long time, and he said he would put the paper together and make the presentation, and I would be his wingman. So let's start with Jason.
Well, thank you, Judge. I never said Judge Herman would be my wingman, but that's very nice of him to say. Good morning. We're happy to be here with you guys. This paper and this talk really came about because of some cases that I had with family law counsel where guardianships came up during divorces. And so we started looking into it, and one of the things that's happening that I think that leads to more guardianships coming up during divorce proceedings is that what family law attorneys call the gray divorce rate is increasing, not only in Texas, but around the country. And in fact, Texas is in the top 10 for divorces for people over 50. So when you have older people getting divorced, a lot of times that'll bring up issues that can implicate guardianships, capacity issues, things like that. And so we had, one of the co-authors, Jamie Turner, and I had worked together on a few cases, and we thought, you know, there should be more family law attorneys that call guardianship attorneys before this gets out of hand, and there should also be more guardianship attorneys that involve family law counsel whenever you have some divorce issues going on when there's a guardianship. So that's how this paper came about. We need to take care of some business. Our co-authors, Jamie Turner and Victoria Siebold, said that we could use the paper and they'd be happy to contribute as long as we put pictures of their cats in the PowerPoint. So if anybody knows them, please confirm that we did this. The bottom cat is named Taco. That is Tori's cat, and doing some legal research here. And the cat at the top is named Beamer. He's more sophisticated. He does online legal research. But sincerely, thank you to Tori and Jamie for their work on the paper. It was great working with them, and we appreciate it. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is when you have a guardian of the person and a guardian of the estate and a divorce comes up, you've got different roles, but hopefully people work together just like Maldi and Framber to get a no-hitter recently. But it's not always the case that that can happen. So starting off with some basics, the person, if you have a situation where there's already a guardianship, and a divorce issue arises. And, you know, you can think of a lot of ways that could happen. I had a case one time where I was appointed as the guardian of a lady's estate, and when I got in touch with the husband, he said, you know, I'm really happy that you've been appointed as her guardian because I want to get a divorce. And it's terrible, you know, but it does happen. And so the guardian of the estate is the person that would have to either proceed with a divorce or defend against a divorce. It can't be the guardian of the person. And you can have conflicts between the guardian of the person and the guardian of the estate.